Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. And today we're here to talk about a simple topic. Easy. We've already got this figured out. Parenting. I was trying to watch your face, Fallon, to see how you reacted to that.
Oh.
So maybe we don't have it all figured out.
We don't.
And I'm guessing there are a few other people out there that feel like maybe they don't have it figured out either. But we will attempt at simplifying this idea of parenting. And I'm kind of laughing because I'm reflecting on our own day where we've had meltdowns and we've had to apologize for things. Like, yeah, that's pretty common.
So wait, we've had the meltdowns or our kids have had the meltdowns?
Probably both of us. Okay. Definitely our kids had a meltdown. If we would characterize our behavior as a meltdown, probably borderline. But yeah, we're going to talk about parenting today.
I was listening to a TED Talk on parenting, and in the beginning, the speaker was saying she had a 12, 9, and 3-year-old or something like that. And she was saying, and I've just made it up as I've gone along. And that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, day to day, there's always something that seems, like it challenges you.
Yeah, but I always go back to my foundation. When I feel like I'm grasping at straws or have no clue what to do, I gotta, regroup and go back to what I know and what my foundation is, and that is scripture.
Okay, good. I agree. And that's where we're going today. We're going to talk about truths about parenting. So we're going to try to simplify, like I said. This should be something, hopefully you can, write down a couple of these, because they should just be simple. Like, here's some things that you can be sure that these are true, because we're going to give all the scripture that backs these up. They come from things Jesus said or things that happened in the Old Testament. So they're based on scripture. And yeah, I think it'll help. I hope it helps us in our in our own journey.
Yeah, this list is not exhaustive, by the way. So these are just a few that we wanted to share today.
Yep. So we're actually going to go through 6 of them. So 6 truths about parenting. And what do you think? Should we dive in?
Let's go.
All right.
So the first one, teaching your children is an all-day, everyday command that must start early. And we see this, so Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So we're seeing that right early on, you're training up a child. So it needs to start early. And then in Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7, it says, these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. And so this is the all day, every day piece of that, right? We are to talk about the commands of the Lord. And this scripture is specifically talking about the law or the 10 commandments. Is what this Deuteronomy scripture would be referring to. But we now have the New Testament as well. And you talked about last week that the Sermon on the Mount is also a good place to reference some commands.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, you get to see Jesus talking about how to apply those teachings in our lives very directly. He gave application of, it was a continuation of those commands now applied in our lives directly. So yeah, Sermon on the Mount's a great place. The commandments themselves are a great place to look. But yeah, I like this one. So teaching your children is an all-day, everyday command and must start early. I will say something about the must start early. This is sort of like maybe investing, which is, yeah, it'd be great to start earlier. But if you didn't start earlier, the best time to start is right now.
Right. Yeah, so I agree.
Even though it's better to start earlier, start now. Start today and build discipline around it as well. I've mentioned before on the podcast this idea of building discipline around things, and I've talked about our own kids' experience doing that swimming lessons of 10 minutes a day and how incredible that impact was. And this is what I think is really interesting about this. if you would have taken any one day away that they did, no big deal. Any one day, probably. Each individual day, you can kind of look, oh yeah, well, they kind of did that. But it's really the cumulative effort, everyday discipline, building up that training, right? And this is the same thing, which is why I love the scripture that says, talk about them, talking about the commandments, when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up, building that discipline in. Mm-hmm. And if you forget one time, it's not a big deal. But the idea is building the discipline, just making it a habit.
Right. And it's not, I like this because what it tells me, what I'm gathering from this, is that it needs to be just woven into the fabric of your daily life. It's not saying you need to have a set devotion time with your children every night at 6 o'clock. It's not saying not to do that. Like, and I'm not saying that's not important, because I do feel like a specific time set aside to read the word with your kiddos is important. I do feel like it's very challenging at certain seasons of life, depending on kiddos' ages. But what I think is maybe even more important is to just weave it into daily life so your children see how this applies to daily life and why it is so important.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. 100% agree.
Yeah, and I was actually going to mention, so my friend Jen Roland and I did a episode, I don't know, a while back on being on mission and motherhood. And I think I'll reference that or link to that in the show notes, because we talk a lot about things that would be relevant to this right here.
So, good.
And it is helpful for dads too, not just moms.
Good. Another quick thing. Once you start doing this, look for evidences that you are weaving in this teaching on a daily basis. One of my favorite things to do is to listen to our kids say something that is an evidence of it getting woven into their life. Mm-hmm. And I was just reflecting today, we were driving, this weekend we were driving, and our oldest daughter would say, hey, I just saw Jesus on a sign. And now I want to find God on a sign. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, yeah, we're weaving this in. And so look for those evidences that you are making this an all day, everyday thing. Okay, number two, let's move on.
Teach your kids to honor you so that things will go well for them.
Okay, so this is based on a couple scriptures we have here. First is Ephesians 6, verse 2 and 3 that says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth.
And so this, we have referenced on the show before, the Parenting Scripts book, and this actually comes from, well, it comes from the Bible, but the script we use comes from that book, where when our children are maybe going to, you know, make a decision that isn't wise, we will say, what happens when you disobey? And they know that the response is things don't go well. And then I usually, or Mark, I think you'll do this too, follow up with, okay, so what choice are you going to make? Or do you want things to go well for you? And there might be like a follow-up question if, you know, they're a little unsure of which choice to make. So teaching our kiddos this script has really helped. So we told them what the scripture is and that it's a promise in the Bible that if you honor your father and mother, if you obey them, then things will go well for you. And we know it's true because it's, you know, it's in scripture right here, and it's a promise from that. And I feel like it's helped them make wise decisions. Now, it doesn't always, you know, it's not foolproof, don't get me wrong, but you can see their little wheels turning when you ask that question.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think these ideas of a promise are so important, you know, and I would agree. That script around how do things go well by honoring mom and dad is a great promise, and it does help. So we've seen it firsthand for sure. Okay, another scripture for this, so we mentioned the one in Ephesians. Another one is Deuteronomy 5:29 that says, oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever. So again, reinforcing that idea of going well. Good, that's truth too, which is teach your kids to honor you so that things will go well for them.
Okay, number three, never stop your children from getting closer to God. So in Matthew 19:14, we see, it says, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as those."
Yes, I have a confession on this one. It happened just today. We were sitting down ready to eat, and my oldest started praying. And what was crazy about that was I was frustrated because we had already prayed as a family. And so I took it as she wasn't paying attention earlier to our prayer, and I immediately got frustrated. And then, like, after, you know, we have a podcast about being response-able, I didn't think about my own feelings and then process and then go, wait a second, my daughter is praying to God right now. She's built a habit of prayer. That's a good thing, even if it's another prayer that we've already done. This came to my mind. Am I hindering her? Because now she's like seeing that that was a bad thing. And so I had to apologize to her. She was upset that I interrupted. But yeah, do not hinder them from getting closer to God. And so, Fallon, you actually said to me before, what's the opposite of this? So I don't know if you had any ideas of that, but.
Well, we should actually be helping them build their relationship with the Lord. And I think that goes back to the first one we said, which was teaching your children that teaching your children the commands is an all day, every day thing that you need to do from an early age, if possible. So, yeah, I think that's the counter to that, right? Not hindering them, but actually helping them gain a relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, helping them figure out how to come closer to Him, right? Yes. We've got several, I think, podcast episodes about that, you know, training for godliness or knowing God or, you know, other things like that. But that's encouraging them, you know, back to that concept. So.
Yeah. Okay, number four, discipline and instruction is from the Lord and is incompatible with provoking your children.
I like this one because it gives you the balance. So discipline and instruction is from the Lord, but that's never compatible with provoking. And this is a difficult one, especially if you're trying to discipline and instruct in the heat of the moment. This is why it's important to process and to pray to make sure that, yeah, your discipline and instruction is not meant to provoke. So anyway, maybe it's some scripture to go along with this.
Well, and it's making me think of being response-able, right? Yes. Back to that episode you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure we link to that too. But yeah, that's very important with discipline. And before you do the scripture, I think also I looked up in Merriam-Webster, a definition of discipline, and that's to train or develop by instruction. So discipline, it's not getting your kiddos in trouble for the sake of getting them in trouble. Discipline is by nature, by definition, meant to teach your children, to train your children. And I think that's important.
Yes.
To note.
Definitely. Definitely. Especially because it, again, reinforces this idea that you're not doing it to provoke, right?
Yes.
So, okay, so some scriptures that go along with this. The first one we have here is Colossians 3, verse 21. Fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. Pretty good one. Also, Ephesians 6, 4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Important one. And then Proverbs 29:17, discipline your children and they will give you peace of mind and will make your heart glad.
So this Ephesians 6:4 that says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. That just reminds me that when I do not use self-control with my voice and my voice gets louder than it should, I immediately see that provoke our children, and their response to me is in the same tone, and it's like, and immediately I'm like, oh, Fallon, you messed that up, you know, and then I have to apologize and all of that. But I'm thankful that I recognize that now, because I don't know that that was always the case. but I still have a long way to go.
This idea, though, that don't provoke, even and especially during discipline, is so difficult when you're in the moment, you know? And to your point, you have to really check your own heart on this, because you can sort of self-justify. You could say, well, they did that, and so I have to, or I'm justified in, quote-unquote, you wouldn't say provoking, but I'm justified in yelling at them or saying, how dare you, or saying, I can't believe you did that, or you should be ashamed of yourself. Like, yeah, these types
those,
of...
By the way, do not say those things.
These types of words, right? Because you might think I'm justified in those, because they're the ones that misbehaved. And yet, to your point, I will say, yeah, you mentioned the parenting scripts. It's had some really good ideas in there. Another one that I really like, that is, if your kids are continually asking for the same thing or asking if they can get out of something that you've already said, that one of the scripts is, you can trust me. I'm doing this because I love you, and you can trust me when I say this. And yeah, just that's a really good one as well.
Well, and I was actually thinking about that earlier today. We hadn't even talked about it, but if you tell your kiddos that they can trust you, they better be able to trust you. Mm. So that puts a big responsibility on you. And it made me think about lying to your children. And it's not okay for us to lie to our children. I read in a book one time that it was about the whole book wasn't about lying to your kids, but a section was on it. And what it said is that if there's something they didn't want their children to know, but that their kiddos were asking, is they were just honest with them and said, that's not something I'm going to tell you right now. It's not something for you to hear at the age you are, or it's just between mommy and daddy, or I might explain that to you when you're older, you know, whatever the case may be, but tell them, I'm not going to tell you right now. You don't have to make up a lie about it.
Yep.
It's just, it's not something you need to know right now. And I really liked, I don't know why that was such like a light bulb moment for me. Because I would always like, I didn't know what to say. Like I didn't lie to our children, but I was like, what do? I don't know what to say. Kind of thing. So
I will say that I 100% agree with that. I think that's really good. I will say we don't have a lot of things figured out, for sure, but that's one we've done a pretty good job of. I think we try to say, exactly to your point, that's between me and mommy, or I know the answer, but I'm not going to tell you the answer. And that may sound strange to people, but the alternative, and I think I noticed this with even our 6-year-old, is they pick up on so many things. Mm-hmm. And so if you're lying, they likely know that you're lying. You know, and you just think you're actually just kind of trying to fool yourself a little bit. So what they're actually probably learning is, oh, it's okay to lie if you're an adult.
Yeah.
You know,
it's teaching so many not good lessons, like, because obviously we're telling our children not to lie. And then if we're lying, you know, we're teaching them they can say one thing and do another. And it's just not good. Not good.
And it's totally fine to say, honey, I know the answer, but I'm not going to tell you the answer. And, you know, just so you know, you're making that conscious choice. And again, you can go further. You can say why it's between mommy and me, or it's between daddy and me, or that's for, you know, a discussion among adults or whatever. But yes, so I know we got a little bit off on that one, but I think that's an important part.
Yeah. Well, and along with discipline, when you are disciplining, it's very important to tell your kiddos the why behind it. If we look back to the definition of discipline, right, it's to train or develop by instruction. And so we have to instruct them. Mm. We can't just send them to time out or take away their toy or whatever the case may be. We need to tell them why whatever it is that they did was wrong. And that's the training part. And the other thing is, you were talking about, you know, being responsible and disciplining and not from a place of being responsible. I think that's also an important piece here, is we have to make sure that we are not disciplining from a place of anger and not explaining the why from a place of anger, but that we need to be very self-controlled and calm and collected. And that may take us a moment to do that. I remember growing up, one time my dad said, I can't discipline you right now because I am too mad. And I still ended up being grounded for 2 months. So I don't want to know what it would have been if he had, you know, given me my consequence without cooling off first. But anyway, I think that's an important
point. Yeah, maybe real quick, and I know we'll link to it, but we've mentioned it a couple times now, being response able. The very short version of that is your response to situations is the thing that you can control, and take ownership of being able to respond. The alternative is reacting, which means you are overwhelmed with some emotion and you just blurt it out or lash out. And some people will say, "You made me so mad." Well, no one makes you respond. You mm-hmm. can choose to respond. Now, you might have to take that cool down period, give yourself a little bit of time. What happened? How did you feel about what happened? Then process it based on what you know to be true, your principles, then actually give that response. And again, we'll link to the whole episode, but now that we've mentioned it a couple times, that's kind of what we're talking about. Okay, so that's number 4. 2 more to go. Coming up on number 5 now.
Okay, number 5. Be thankful to God for your children no matter what. Psalm 127:3, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him.
This is a great one because no matter what, you know, your kids are a gift from the Lord. And what should you do with gifts? Just like we tell our children, what should you do with gifts? You'll say, show your thankful heart.
Grateful.
Show your grateful heart.
Yeah.
And so be thankful. And give thanks to the Lord, even when it's really tough, to be thankful for that special little gift. And this is true, by the way, for the little ones, for big ones, and everything in between. Yeah, your children are a gift from God. And so be thankful.
All right. And the last one, number 6, prepare your children to live without you. This one's kind of tough to think about. I think I want my kiddos with me forever. But if we look at Psalm 127, verse 3 through the first part of 5, and we just mentioned verse 3 in the one before, but children are a gift from the Lord, they are a reward from him. Verse 4, children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them.
Yes, and what are arrows in a quiver for? To be sent out. And so, yes, we should prepare our children to live without us. And this is tough. Like you said, I don't know. I mean, our instincts, especially with our little ones, is, I mean, they can't survive without us when they're little. This is how we're built. So we're built to say we have to protect them and keep them safe. And that is true. But as they grow up, as we teach them, as we train them, as we discipline them, the whole, like, a big point of that is to prepare them to live without us.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you think of the arrows going out, sending them out, and we talk about this in the Being on Mission and Motherhood podcast as well, but, right, we are teaching our children all day, every day, right, the commands and what we know to be true in Scripture with the intention of them being sent out,
yes,
right, into the world to then tell others about Jesus and just continue that yeah. ripple effect.
Yeah. And to make disciples of all nations, right?
Exactly.
The Great Commission.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the last one that we're going to go through today. Prepare your children to live without you.
All right, let's run through all 6 real quick and then we'll be done. How's that sound?
Great.
Okay. Teaching your children is an all day, every day command that must start early.
Number 2, teach your kids to honor you so that things will go well for them.
Number 3, never stop your children from getting closer to God.
Number 4, discipline and instruction is from the Lord and is incompatible with provoking your children.
Number 5, be thankful to God for your children no matter what.
And last but not least, prepare your children to live without you.
And just one last note of encouragement. If you have not started these things early, start them now.
That's right. So the best time to start is now. Thanks for joining, and we will see you next time.